AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hillary Rodham Clinton's first major speech of her presidential campaign was in New York on Roosevelt Island. Her focus is on economic equity.
The middle class needs more growth and more fairness. Growth and fairness go together. For lasting prosperity, you can't have one without the other.
Also in the race for the Democrats are former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who is campaigning in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
This country, our government, belong to all of us and not a handful of billionaires.
In Dallas, police say the suspect who fired shots this morning at police headquarters has died.
Police and witnesses say early this morning, a man drove an armored van to Dallas police headquarters and opened fire. Chief David Brown.
Bullet holes in cars and bullet holes in lobby information centers where officers were sitting just seconds before this person shot.
Amazingly, no one was hurt. Following a chase, the SWAT team disabled the van, and in phone negotiations, the shooter threatened to blow up the van and broke off talks. Brown says that's when they turned to the sniper.
I believe it's the right call to take the correct action to stop his violence.
I'm Tim McGuire.
This is day 8 of the search in upstate New York for the two convicted killers who escaped from a maximum security prison. This woman in Katyville, New York, is on edge.
We have been prisoner in our own home, basically, for about the last week or so. You know, it's scary.
Authorities think the two men are not far from the prison. Syrian refugees are pouring into the border crossing with Turkey. Fighting is intensifying between Syrian Kurds and the Islamic State group. The insurance carrier for the city of Milford, Connecticut, paid $30,000 to settle a lawsuit filed by the family of a third grader who was ordered to stay out of school because of fears the girl may have Ebola. This is AP Radio News. Lady Gaga spent days hiding in Azerbaijan, leading up to the opening ceremony of a big European sports event.
Azerbaijan is hosting the inaugural European Games, a smaller version of the Olympics, but with a $95 million two-hour opening ceremony that almost no one in the country knew would include Lady Gaga. She is a strong advocate for gay rights and faced criticism from some fans after performing in Baku because the government there has been widely chastised over its human rights record. By the way, that $95 million price tag, twice the cost of London's 2012 opening ceremony for the Olympics. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
John Stamos is back at his home. The actor was arrested overnight for driving under the influence in Beverly Hills. Police say Stamos was taken to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center for a possible medical condition. Police cited one of the stars of TV's Full House for DUI and released him into the care of the hospital. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.